This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Trump administration said late Sunday that Turkey will soon be moving forward with its plans to carry out a military operation in northern Syria to combat the Syrian Kurdish fighters that Turkish leaders see as a threat. U.S. forces have backed Kurdish fighters in the battle to reclaim control of areas from Islamic State fighters in Syria. Syrian Democratic Forces, or SDF, a Kurdish-led military alliance that controls nearly one quarter of Syria's territory, said Sunday that any Turkish incursion into Syria would throw the entire region into indefinite instability. The disclosure of a second whistleblower is threatening to undermine President Trump's argument that the original whistleblower complaint was improperly filed. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
The president and his allies have said that first complaint was largely based on secondhand information. But the attorney for the whistleblower now says a second person, who also works in intelligence, has spoken to the intelligence community's internal watchdog and has firsthand knowledge that supports the original whistleblower. Meantime, President Trump's backers are having trouble saying he didn't cross the line in calling for China to investigate Joe Biden.
I don't think it's going to happen. I just don't think that's what the president was really saying.
That's Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan on ABC's This Week, where Democrat Hakeem Jeffries said the president has justified the House impeachment inquiry himself.
The president's own words in the public domain have indicated that he doesn't think there's any problem with soliciting foreign interference.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
A group of 11 key Taliban prisoners is reported to have been released from the joint Afghan-U.S. Bagram detention facility in Afghanistan in exchange for three Indian hostages. The insurgent sources said Sunday the swap took place in the northern province of Baghlan. The Indian hostages were abducted last year, along with four other countrymen, while they were working on a project in Baghlan. This is VOA News. After 6 days of clashes in Iraq between anti-government protesters and security forces, the death toll rose to at least 104 people. VOA's Marissa Melton.
The death toll from protests in Iraq crept past 100 Sunday as security forces clashed with anti-government protesters. A spokesman for Iraq's Interior Ministry said more than 6,000 people have been wounded since the demonstrations began Tuesday. More than 1,200 of those are members of security forces. The protests in Baghdad and several southern Iraqi cities started as demands for jobs and better city services, but they have grown into calls to end corruption in the oil-producing nation of nearly 40 million people. In response to the demonstrations, the government has issued a reform plan addressing land distribution, military enlistments, welfare stipends, and job training programs. Many Iraqi citizens say government corruption has kept Iraq from bouncing back after years of violence. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
U.S. leaders will be pondering the next step after North Korea representatives angrily walked away from working-level nuclear talks with the United States and Sweden. VOA's Bill Gallagher.
North Korea's top nuclear envoy, Kim Myung-gil, says the talks failed because the U.S. would not abandon its old approach. The U.S. quickly disputed that characterization, saying the 8.5-hour talks went good and that the U.S. brought creative ideas. U.S. President Donald Trump appeared to use a similar tactic this February in Vietnam, when he abruptly walked away from a summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. After that summit, both sides quickly said they would eventually like to resume diplomacy, but neither has indicated they will substantially change their negotiating stance. U.S. officials say they accepted a Swedish invitation to return to the talks in 2 weeks. It's not clear whether North Korea will show up. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul.
Hong Kong police and protesters clashed Sunday again as tens of thousands marched through the central city wearing face masks in defiance of a new ban on facial coverings. Police fired tear gas while some protesters threw bricks and Molotov cocktails at police. Pro-democracy lawmaker Dennis Kwok says that Hong Kong's chief executive, Carrie Lam, has taken away the democratic rights of the people.
Carrie Lam is saying that whatever I say is law, is law. Whenever I say it applies, it applies. Whenever I say it will be repealed, it will be repealed. The people has no say. The Legislative Council has no say.
And for the last 4 months, the city has been engulfed in unrest as democracy advocates are engaged in increasingly confrontational tactics to fight against what they see as China's efforts to restrict Hong Kong's autonomy. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.